You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Where is the Treasury guy, Farrer?
Right now?
Right now.
He is in a detention room in Washington, Dulles.
Why?
He's trying to board a flight to Venezuela. We had his name on a hot list. CBP pulled him in. Don't know why he was trying to go to Venezuela.
You don't know?
No, sir.
We have no extradition with Venezuela.
Oh. So what should we do with him?
For fuck's sake, put him on the next flight to Venezuela.
Yes, sir. Okay.
For the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The video drone.
We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 228 of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, hanging out in the Crespediso studio. That's right, it's me. We're doing this thing once again. I got your threat update. Current threat level is yellow. You may waterproof your credentials.
So what? I just gotta like seal them with plastic or something? That's all. I just gotta take my pieces of paper and seal them with plastic. That sounds pretty easy. That's a pretty easy thing to do this time around. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. The first time. I mean, most of the time it's like, something about your morals or your fears and something kind of ethereal that you can't really. Just saying, do something about Chris.
Here is your Crespediso traffic report. The coast is clear. No major delays in your area. Be safe out there. And pay no attention to the strange sound coming from the mountains to the west. The government has issued a warning to just ignore the sound from the mountains. That is your public service update. Hanging out with us, giving his assessment of the threat level update, is Drew Sikogberg.
I'm just saying, it's not a threat level. It's something that I can actually do something about.
Yeah, you're saying, so you're going to wrap your passport up in Saran wrap?
Perhaps.
You're going to glad wrap your driver's license?
Maybe.
Are you going to preserve your Florida Film Fest press pass?
Perchance.
Do you have your old press passes?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Well, then we should put them in a lockbox. And then bury them in a under a cement pillar somewhere with instructions to have them dug up in 50 years.
I know exactly what pillar to go to.
You do know, don't you? But then you'll find yourself.
I'm drawn to it, dude. It's gotta be, I swear to God, future me's buried in that pillar.
People don't know. You don't want to know, people. This is some weird time crime shit that we're talking about that we don't need to get into. Temporal causation, distortion of,
the timeline.
The timeline realities, et cetera, et cetera. We can't be messing with that kind of stuff anymore,
we
man. We've seen what happened before.
Yeah.
To people in our position who try to meddle with the forces of nature.
I've read Flashpoint.
You've read, you know it now.
I know what happens.
I've seen it in animated form. In animated form.
It's a little more adult.
Is it a little more adult?
No.
Guys, it's that time of year where it's the Orlando Weekly reader listenership poll. And you don't even have to listen to the Orlando or read the Orlando Weekly to participate in the poll. So here we go. We want everyone to vote for Drew Sikogra at the Orlando Weekly poll. For best Cuban sandwich.
Yes.
Drew Sikogman is Orlando's best Cuban sandwich. Vote for him. Vote for Cinema Crespediso as best wine bar.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be interesting.
I do love wine. A lot of Malbec gets drunk around here in stretches. And you can vote for me, Chris Crespo, for best waste of public money. That's a category. Best waste of public money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do we get public money?
No, and if we did, we would waste it. So there you go. Those are your three. That's what we want you to nominate us for those three categories, because that's a bunch of... guys, come on. Stop groveling. I've been saying for years it's a rag. Any magazine, any publication is given away for free, and the back 10 pages are ads for, like, you know, escort services, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's not a...
Yeah, no.
It's not... We're not talking about the Times, New York Times bestseller list here. Anyway. It's that time of year, guys.
We're not going to win anything, Chris. Doesn't matter. I want us to win something. I want us to win a listener award. Not in this country.
That was a mistake.
That's what I want.
Hey, well, you know,
I want us to get big somewhere not in America.
If we keep going this way we are in Japan, we might have a shot over there. We'll see how it's going. Things are going pretty well in Japan.
You would be huge in Japan.
You would be huge too.
Both figuratively and literally.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, you would be too. You tower. You're a tall dude.
Yeah.
I'd be like, look at this fucking idiot.
Oh, Grand Crespo.
Oh, yeah. Can
most honorable Grand Crespo.
Most honorable Grand Crespo. Either he's very rich or he has no control of his impulses.
One of the two.
Let's do the streaming pick of the week, why don't we? Here we go.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Cinema Crespediso streaming.
That's right, Cinema Crespediso streaming pick of the week time. There are so many movies out there to watch on all the different services, the HBOs and the Netflixes and the Hulus and the whatnots and et ceteras. And we try to pick one every week for you. Let you know, hey, you're looking for something to watch, watch this. So here we go, Drew Cochran. What do we got? What are we watching this week?
Well, I can tell what we're not watching, Chris. We are not watching The Station Agent because it is no longer on Hulu Plus.
All right, bye, Station Agent. That almost went right into my vodka and soda. I'm going to move this over here. We don't have a guest, so I can take this much of the table now.
But what we are watching...
Oh, my shit!
...is...
You startled me.
What we are watching is Imperial Dreams on Netflix. All
right, I'm writing that down. Imperial Dreams... guys, Imperial Dreams on Netflix is a good one. I saw it at the Florida Film Festival a couple years ago. The one that was not last year, but the year before, because it was a Florida Film Fest before Star Trek The Force Awakens.
Okay.
Imperial Dreams is starring...
John Boyega.
As a young man just got out of jail. And not prison necessarily, I believe, but he got out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's him and his young son. Baby mama just got in jail. They kind of like swapped out.
Okay.
So now it's just him, right? Now it's on him to raise the kid, but he's doing his best trying to get work, trying to find a place to live, but because of how...
it's all set up.
How the way it's set up.
Deck stacked against him.
Yeah, it's he finds himself just... The situation gets worse and worse, but he's just doing the best he can. It's a very well-made movie. Very... it's small, but, you know, like solid character film. He's great in it. Between that and Attack the Block, I was like, I'm on team this guy.
You're on team Boyega?
I'm on team Boyega. And then he was great in Star Wars. And then he was just okay in The Circle. He was like
used that much.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. He was just like, yeah, whatever.
It was fun watching John Boyega and Emma Watson talk to each other in American accents.
Yes. I love any time you see a movie like that. Like, none of these actors are American. No. And they're all speaking that same flat regional free.
Yep.
Like, we're from the middle of America, but like...
But not really.
But not that middle of
America. We're from the middle of America, but we hang out in New York a lot.
Yes. Or L.A. This is what we think Americans sound like, because this is what we get from our... It's the same way we do with the English. Oh, how's it going, mate? There's our terrible English accents.
Exactly.
Because it's what we see. It's like caricatures. But still, I'm a fan. Imperial Dreams is a delicious beer that's IPA heavy that I like to drink, and Imperial Dreams is... Imperial Dreams is the name of my IPA-only bar. Beer bar that I'm opening.
Nothing but IPAs.
IPAs, but like Imperial IPAs. Like 9% or higher.
Double Imperials.
Like everyone come in and get effed up. Yeah, Dippas. Dippas and Tippas, yo. That's what the hell menus would be. Dippas. Tippas. Doubles, trebles. Quadruples.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's get
into the Tom.
Yeah, where is Tom? Let's get into the box office recap, which means we're going to be talking about all their monies. Here we go, Drew. What you got?
Coming to number five this week, Chris.
Number five.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. Made $7.2 million, Tim's total.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul is the fourth in the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. And Lacey Silverstone plays a mom, and that bothers me.
Why? Because now she's a mom?
Because now she's a mom.
Yeah.
And I remember when she was young like me.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's a movie mom.
I mean, you're old enough to be a dad.
I'm old enough to be a dad. According to my parents, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Luckily, I don't have to deal with that bullshit. Coming to number four this week, Snatched.
Snatched.
Weekend gross, $7.6 million, total of 32 on a budget of 42.
I guess this is going to be a Redbox type thing. The reviews have been like, eh, not too great. So it dampened my my desire to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, bottom. Amy Schumer's funny, but I don't think she's funny enough.
To warrant being like,
going to see her movie on opening weekend.
I'm going to see the Amy Schumer movie.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I will see this movie because it looks good. It just happens to have Amy Schumer in it, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we should do? I was thinking earlier, we need to start doing more dollar theater stuff, man. Second run, these movies that we miss.
Go see them at the Sticky Floors.
Snatch will be playing at the Sticky Floors, 75 cent Tuesday Sticky Floors in like 2 or 3 months.
Dude, we'll start going to Sticky Floors.
I think we should start doing
and then we can have the Chris Bodiso Sticky Floor Reviews.
Sticky Floor Review, where we review the movie based on the merits of like seeing the second run theater. Uh-huh. Yes, that's what we're going to start doing. Yeah, all right, cool.
Coming number three this week.
And then we can talk about the trailers for movies that we saw, movies that we've already seen. Like, oh man, that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 trailer was really good.
Coming number three this week. Everything made $12 million.
Everything?
Sims total.
Everything.
Budget 10.
Is that Latin or Indian?
I don't know.
Because at this time of year, those are the two movies that might break into the top five.
Hmm.
Or, I don't know what everything is. So we weren't talking about this one.
It's distributed by Warner Brothers. $10 million budget.
I know for sure that Everything is a movie that no one expected to be in the top five, which is why here we go. Whoa, it's America. Oh, everything with this chick. What's her name?
Don't know.
And Oh, it's a Nick Robinson. Remember, it's that dude Nick Robinson who was in that Being Charlie movie.
Oh yeah.
And remember when I put out we saw Being Charlie at the Florida Film Fest last year, yeah. And I put out a tweet.
Yeah, that one tweet, and all the tween girls loved it.
Yeah, but they all were like replying to my tweet that was a link to my review of this Being Charlie movie with this kid.
Like, we love you!
We love you, Nick Robinson! !! !! And I'm like, he's not seeing this, guys. What's wrong with you? A teenager who's lived a sheltered life because she's allergic to everything falls for the boy who moves in next door. It's a bubble boy movie.
She's allergic to everything.
She's a bubble girl.
All right, lame. Number two this week.
So, Wobble Girl movie is number three. Hey, good for them. Let's see what the trivia is real quick. It's based on a book. That helps.
Of course it is.
And in the movie, something happens in this other movie that these things don't know those things matter.
Number two this week.
World's worst trivia.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Speaking of.
Made $35 million. Total of 301.
All right, there we go. We've spoken of the Guardians of the Galaxy quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's made a bunch of money in America, and probably even more. Let's see, 301 domestic, 434 in total of 732.
There you go. That's what Disney and Marvel is hoping for when they put out a movie the first weekend of May. This is also the first one they put out that hasn't had Tony Stark in like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So pretty good for them. Pretty solid for good old those guys.
And number one this week. Alien Covenant. Weekend gross $36 million on a budget of $97.
$36 million on a $97 million budget? They're reporting $97 million budget? Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I thought I saw somewhere else that this movie cost like $110. I think maybe 90 something as well was reported
But I think really Scott let out that it was more like 110. But he was talking about how that's how much this movie ended up costing him to make. But that's compared to movies like your Marvel movies, right?
Guardians of the Galaxy, $200 million.
$200 million.
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, $175 million.
Yeah.
The Fate of the Furious, $250 million.
He sees those as like insane budgets, and that you're not doing your job if those are the type of budgets
Dude,
that you need to make your
seriously,
movies.
Seriously, if Ridley Scott can make Alien Covenant with that quality of acting and action for $110 million, why can't The Fate and the Furious do it for price?
The Fate and Furious movies cost so much money. So much money.
So bloated.
Is Vin Diesel doing some sort of like Russian Hollywood bookkeeping? Mm-hmm. Like he's taking money off the top himself?
Oh, like $100 million each.
Hollywood bookkeeping is notoriously shady as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Alien Covenant. All that money is on the screen. It looks like holy shit.
It
looks
incredible. Looks fucking pretty. Very pretty.
The sets, like all, because they built all that inside a huge warehouse, like an airport hangar.
Yeah, no, the like the inside of whatever temple that was or whatever, that was definitely like a physical set.
Yeah, it was all physical sets. The only times I think they ever like went CG to expand things were
was the giant city scene.
Outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime we're outdoors.
Yeah, you can't building that fucking city.
Yeah, exactly. but all the indoor stuff and then the ships, Covenant itself.
Yeah, that was all those were all
I even read that
those look like people, actual people hanging in giant bags.
The people in the pods, the hibernation pods, and like the cockpit, the controls and everything, the TVs. Ridley Scott read an interview with him where he said like he wanted to always make sure. I don't know why I can't structure that sentence properly. He always ensures that the everything on the ship on the set is quote functional in that every button
does something.
Yes, everything does something, turns something on, something off, and like the screens work and things like feel like real and shit, so that the actors can be in there and like really feel like, as opposed to like
just go in there. It's like, so what button do I press? Whichever ones you want. Pick a sequence. Have a nice day.
How about this? Mm-hmm. As opposed to, I remember hearing on another podcast, Paul Scheer, comedian and actor, he was talking about how he did a film some bit that got cut out for Meet Dave, the Eddie Murphy movie, right? And they're like inside it's a lot of spaceship interiors. And he was on a big platform and just surrounded by green. And the director was just like you pretend you're using controls. And he was just like look into the space. Like, he had to do everything. It was such a bunch of bullshit. Ridley Scott's the complete opposite. That's why. One's Ridley Scott. And the other guy is the guy who directed Meet Dave. So it looks great. But what did you actually think of the movie?
I mean, it was... It was scary.
It's pretty intense.
But it wasn't that scary.
Yeah, but what does it take to really...
It kind of felt like... Well, even still, it didn't have that claustrophobic feeling that a lot of the Alien movies do.
Yeah, it wasn't all on one, like, the alien was on the ship and they're stuck on the ship. Like, life. Like, the movie we saw earlier this year was all like that, right?
Exactly.
Which would have been weird if there were two movies like that in the same year or the same way.
Very claustrophobic.
They do manage to not do that.
Yes. But still, the anxiety is fucking...
Because once the alien is out, it's out, and you know it can be coming for you.
And even before then, because of maybe, I guess, the way that they structured the story and everything, I mean, the movie starts with catastrophe and just goes downhill from fucking there, Chris.
Yeah, that's true. It does start with catastrophe.
So I am, like, the entire time, I am, like, on the edge of my seat, like, fuck, what the hell is going to happen next?
Yeah, it does just keep getting worse and worse. And, like, within 10 minutes of the movie, people are, like, dying. And you're like, what? And they're mourning, and there's funerals. You're like, god damn it.
Yeah.
This movie is a downer.
It is. And then you get to the ending, and it's just, oh, it's so great.
It rips.
The
ending, it continues, and it continues on a trajectory, for sure, that it follows through on.
Definitely.
But, you know, Ridley Scott has also been saying... I thought almost preposterously, but here we go. He's like, I have 4 more Alien movies that I want to make on top of
that's cool.
Prometheus.
I'm okay with that.
He's 80 years old.
It did kind of...
It takes 2 years to make a movie.
It was kind of weird
I really thought Michael Fassbender was going to kiss himself at one point in time.
He did kiss himself at one point in time.
Well, no, but I mean, like, full-on, like, make-out with himself.
Oh, like, the double make-out?
Yeah.
Well,
because they were kind of into each other.
Yeah, but one was kissing the other one. He didn't kiss back. Yeah, because there's double Fassbenders.
That flute scene was fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, that was fun, right?
It was really weird.
I enjoyed the flute scene. Yeah, it thematically it paid off, but it was like kind of a long scene. Like, yeah. What's going on? it's weirdly, it's like a slower paced.
It felt more along the lines of Prometheus almost.
Sure.
Like where, because it was explaining some things and some backstories and some other stuff.
It is a sequel to Prometheus.
No, exactly. Yeah. So, but I mean, the trailers you got made it feel like it was going to be Alien all over again.
Sure. Try to sell more as Alien.
Yeah, but I think it was a healthy blend of the two, of, you know, the really heady stuff that turned some people off from Prometheus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that whole introduction scene with, you know, the first scene of the movie.
Yeah.
With Guy Pearce.
Yeah, it's a scene that would happen before the events of Prometheus.
Yeah.
Because it's Guy Pearce's, he was Wayland, Peter Wayland.
Yeah.
Doing a John Hurt impression for some reason. It was so weird. I forgot about that from a couple years ago. It's him with, like, David.
Yeah.
When David's first created. And then it's like jump cut to past the events of Prometheus to where are we at with Alien Covenant. Yeah, which is crazy. So,
but even that, you know, that felt more of a, you know, like it should have been a scene in Prometheus.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
Oh, yeah. Well, like you're saying, they really found a good way to tie them together to really bridge it, feel like it's like Prometheus, but we're moving on to... We're evolving into more of an alien.
Fucking scarier. And those little bastards are vicious, dude.
Yeah, those little aliens are fucked up.
I mean,
aliens.
They're really... There's maybe, what, like... four or five action scenes in the movie, but goddamn.
Yeah, yeah, once it starts going down, like really going
it's
down.
It's fucking go, it goes down.
Yeah, and things happen, you're like, oh shit.
I
didn't expect that to happen. things happen, like, yeah, well, I expected that to happen. But then the other thing, I'm just like, oh, well,
and like the
that.
And like the ending, like, I saw the ending coming.
Yeah, me too.
But
because the clues are there. They totally give you the visual clues to expect.
But it took them so long to finally that I almost started to doubt myself.
Oh, yeah. Like,
where I was like, wait a minute, really? No. I thought it was going to... Oh, okay, there we go.
Yeah. They did wait until like the final seconds there, pretty much. And then it's like, yeah, so what's the next Alien movie? They're going to keep doing them, obviously.
I mean, yeah.
The whole point
who
is
knows?
Leading up to the events of Alien, Nostromo, and Ripley and that crew and all that. And, you know, the Xenomorph has already gotten to a certain point of evolution where you're starting to see it. It's like the final form in this one. It's like the Xenomorph. I mean, you see it in the commercials and the trailers, but it's like longer and skinnier.
Well, dude, it looks
cause
like...
Because it's like... Because the engineers are so tall, I guess.
Dude, I think it's the queen.
You think that was the...
I think that was one of the first queens.
That was a queen one?
That was one of the first queens.
Yeah, it's possible because it was so big. It was really big. Yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
Because only the queens are super big and have the really elongated heads.
That queen in Aliens...
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
It's like, what the fuck?
No, exactly. Exactly. But I also do like how they took... more of the H.R. Giger imagery that wasn't necessarily associated with Alien before.
Yeah, but,
and they're starting to associate it with Alien.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
well, they were doing that with Prometheus too, but yeah, absolutely.
I mean, sure. They straight up used the fucking color of brain cell in surgery at one point in time.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. It's a great cover.
Just a little tweaking, but it's that fucking cover.
It's a great cover.
Yeah, so...
I thought it was a good movie. It's definitely, like, it gets pretty intense. I like the actors. I love the design. I thought it was an interesting story in the way it unfolds.
Yeah.
I dug it. It's like, for me, it would go, like, I don't know, Alien and Aliens are sort of like a 1A, 1B type of thing. I can't really pick one over the other. And then it would probably, at this point, on first blush, would maybe go Alien Covenant, Prometheus, Alien 3 Director's Cut, Alien Resurrection, Alien 3, and then I don't even count the Alien vs. Predator movies.
I don't even count those,
man. Yeah. Fuck those movies. That's how would he? Where would be your...
you know, that sounds pretty good.
Something like that, along those lines.
Yeah.
It's like the beginning, they're so tight, and at the bottom, they're like so tight. It's like it doesn't even matter. It's yeah. like, and then you got that weird middle where you got the Prometheus and the Alien Covenant, and that Alien 3 director's cut is a weird thing, man. They did Vox put that out without David Fincher's help. That's a case of a director's cut in which the director had no input on the director's cut whatsoever.
So weird.
It is weird.
How can you call it a director's cut?
Because it was his like one of his original cuts that he turned into the studio. That the studio at the time
was like no,
and were like no, and they hacked it up and they changed things and they made him reshoot. And the original, I can't remember the exact order. Do you remember an alien? It's a dog, right? In Alien 3? I think it's a dog that it infects. Is it a dog or a cow?
I think it's a cow.
It's a cow?
Why does the cow seem so familiar?
Because then it's a cow then. Is that yeah, it comes out of a cow?
I think so.
It was originally came out of a dog. Either way.
I gotta check.
Either way, it came out of one animal. The studio saw the scene. Like, that's horrifying. You have to change it. He changed it to the other animal and it was even worse. And they're just like, God damn it.
Yeah, it was a cow.
It's a cow?
Yeah.
So then he...
Or is it a dog? Oh, there's two scenes.
Yes, there are. That's what I'm saying. And because he shot one of them, showed it to the studio, and they're like, that's horrifying. Change it. And then he changed it to the other one. And they're like, this is no less horrifying. And David Fincher was like, it's an alien movie.
It's popping out. Yeah.
No, it's coming out of an animal.
There is some weird organism inside the animal that is turning itself, that is being born inside of it based on the DNA of that animal.
Yeah, which is fun. But then, but then what happened was, so he changed the animal that it was birthed from, but they couldn't change the design of the alien, so it doesn't match totally. So I think it's a cow in the movie because it still has kind of like dog-like features. So that's why it's kind of dog-ish. And then he had a whole subplot about that he filmed, and it's in the movie, or in his cut, about the religious sect that rose up around the alien, and one guy really like believed there was some sort of god, and he opened they caught it, he opened it up, let it out. Yeah. This whole thing about them trying to get it back, and it's crazy.
Well, I mean,
it just makes more sense actually.
I mean, that's one thing I like about the more recent alien stuff with Covenant and Prometheus, where it started off, oh my god, it's this crazy alien.
Mm-hmm.
And it's evolved into this whole, you know, searching for your creator and the perils of that. And, you know, the fucking, the hubris of not only man, but other species.
Of just the desire to be a creator and then having your creation destroy you.
Exactly.
Being destroyed by your own creation.
Uh-huh.
That sounds, Problem as old as time.
Yes.
A tale as old as time.
Exactly. Maybe that's why it works so well.
Beauty and the Beast. That's why it works so well. I would say if you're into the alien movies, especially if you like Prometheus, see Alien Covenant.
And even if you thought Prometheus was a little light for you, I think this will be the perfect mix.
Because it also has less questions, more
answers. Less questions, more answers, and a lot more frightening.
And more frightening, so yeah.
And Danny McBride's awesome.
Yeah. McBride.
Tennessee.
They're all great. Tennessee. What's up, T? They're all great. Bride, Waterston.
Yeah, Waterston.
Waterston. Waterston.
Waterston, yes.
Waterston.
She does her daddy proud.
She does her daddy... Don't say that, Sam. Poor Sam. I hope he never saw Inherent Vice. Or at least with that one scene cut.
Oh, yeah.
Did he get his own special, like, daddy from Inherent Vice? He's like, I don't want to see Joaquin Phoenix make my naked daughter. You let America see this? I was in Law and Order.
I'll give you the needle. I'm trying to quiet.
Damien Bashir. That was he was fun. I really enjoyed him. And who else? I like the whole team. Oh, they're all good. Yeah, it's good stuff. Really nice. Good stuff. Alien Covenant. People, check it out. Okay, let's see. New movies coming out on DVD. The Great Wall. So people are into some Zhang Yimou weirdness.
Maybe some people will finally go out and see that movie.
Maybe they will. Logan comes out.
You now have no reason to not see that movie.
Which, if this comes on DVD this week, we may have missed the, like, I bet you it was a one or two night only thing, the black and white screening.
I heard about that.
I don't know. Yeah, I definitely want to see it. Maybe I still haven't seen Mad Max.
The Chrome and whatever, and Chrome edition.
Yeah, exactly. And Get Out comes out on DVD this week. So between Logan and Get Out, you have plenty of good movies to check out this week, guys, at home. What's new coming out in theaters, Drew?
In theaters, Baywatch.
We got that Baywatch.
Which
my mom may want to go see that.
I mean,
she likes dumb comedies.
I almost want to see it just to see how bad it's gonna be.
How bad
like,
is it?
I want to know.
Is it gonna be that bad, or is it gonna be just like ugh, bad?
I mean, no, exactly. Like I'm down with stupid action. Mm-hmm. You know, hot girls and skimpy clothes. The Rock doing the Rock thing.
The Rock thing. Not Zac really, Efron doing the Zac Efron thing. Whatever really that thing is.
Biggest fan of that.
It's an Efron thing,
but. You know, I almost kind of want to see it. I mean, it holds more interest than this fucking Pirates of the Caribbean movie that I really do not care about. But for some reason, I almost feel obligated to see.
Because have you seen all of them?
Yes.
I've already seen four of them. and this is supposedly the last one?
It better be.
So they say. It's from the directors of Kon-Tiki, which is actually a pretty good little movie. Well, no,
exactly. I mean, it's got Javier Bardem.
It also, unfortunately, looks like it has to be seen in 3D, because I've seen the trailer in 2D, and there's shots that are just distracting in 2D. Like, I know this is designed to be seen in 3D, which is annoying.
Yes.
So I think we're going to have to, unfortunately, spend the extra goddamn... And then it's going to make over $1 billion worldwide. Not in America. No. Won't make that much money here. No. Ain't making that Guardians of the Galaxy money.
No.
$300 million, which is great. But the rest of the world, they're going to like it. So that's it. Those are pretty much your movies coming out this weekend. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then here we go. Oh. Yeah. That's what you get, guys.
Oh, there we go. No, sorry. No Dr. Drew's Two Cents this week. We'll be back next week.
Oh, really?
Hey, you're the one who hit the button, dude. I'm just rolling with it. You hit the button. Sometimes, sometimes you gotta roll with the, you know. Sometimes you just gotta roll with the audio cues.
The buttons don't lie, man.
Nope.
The buttons don't lie. All right, here we go. Let's take a break, guys. Crestwood Disco time. I grabbed a couple songs from the Alien Covenant soundtrack. So while you're on your neighborhood run, or you're doing your laundry, or you're driving, or doing whatever, you're commuting into the city, you can pretend an alien's chasing you.
Ah, in that case, commute out of the city.
Lose the alien in the city. And then it'll get it. And then
the alien will definitely find somebody slower than you in the city and infect them, and then more aliens, and then we're all dead.
Oh, I forgot about that part. All right, I need some more drinks. Here we go. Let's take a break.
Yo, what's good, world? This is your boy, Steezy, coming to you straight out of the Trap House. We are pumping out two brand new shows a week for you, featuring the illest open discussion in O-Town. We love highlighting local Orlando talent, including comedians, musicians, artists, and anyone with beer money. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to finally know what the heat of the week is and not feel like a downright herb, download Steezy's Trap House on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher today. Get booked!
What's the fuss?
Hey, Etchy, shouldn't we have done a Cinema Crespediso commercial by now?
Shouldn't we have? Yes, we should have, yeah.
Bill, yep. why didn't we do that?
I don't know. Etchy, why didn't we do that?
I didn't do that.
You didn't do that.
No,
oh,
I didn't
shit.
Do that.
Don't Bill? Look at me. I don't have any ideas. I hate commercials.
Let's play a clip then. I just got a letter from the police.
Dear Rocky, yeah. Thank you so much for your annual donation of $12 and one sign that said GFY. We can only imagine because of your generous contribution that stands for good for you. Sincerely, Police Department.
A product of radio.
We're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize, a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. Fucking leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my
name. Hey,
buddy,
how are you? If you've been looking for an oddly specific type of weekly, one-hour, pre-recorded radio program / podcast that is hosted by a couple of married idiots discussing the news of the week, you have? Huh. You can enjoy Talking Nonsense with Eric and Stacy along with our 26 other listeners by subscribing at iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Alt360Radio.com. We also air at 8 a.m. Central on FM2 Talk Radio on TuneIn. Give it a shot. Or don't. My self-esteem really could use the boost, though. Thanks, buddy.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men.
You're up.
What's up? It's your boy Stone the Terrible.
It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff from Forget That Yo Radio. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso,
the number one show for movie reviews. Now back to the show.
Welcome to the Crespedo.
Here we go.
Guys, we are back. Episode 228, 228, episode de Cinema Crespediso con Rusta Cagburn. Hola, ¿cómo está, señor?
How's it going, dude?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
I don't speak Spanish.
Bien, bien, bien. ¿Cómo se dice?
No habla español.
No. ¿Tú hablas español? No hablo.
No.
No hablo español either. I can't fake it. Can't you fake it? Come on.
No, can't fake
it. We're just faking it.
Nope.
The Spanish market here in town is huge. We're going. Didn't you hear that the station's been flipped? The Cinema Crespediso radio station? We're no longer a movies show. We're now a morning radio show like Roomba. Mm. So it's a lot of, you know. I don't know that. Catholic? A lot of Catholicism?
Maybe.
Drew, where can people find you on the interwebs?
At antihero419, all over said interwebs.
All over the interwebs, that's right. Email the show, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. And rate and review us on iTunes. If you rate us 5 stars, we'll read your review, and we'll read anything you write. If you rate us 5 stars, we'll read anything. It can be something positive, something negative. It can be, doesn't even have to be about the show. Just something you want to get off your chest. Write it. We'll read it if it's a 5-star review. If you want to give us a 4-star review or whatever, that's fine. Totally do that. We may not read on the show. No guarantee. Make no promises about that. Disclaimer. What else? What else is there? Stickers. You guys want stickers? Send them at crespediso@gmail.com. We'll email them to you. Not we'll email them to you. We'll mail them to you. We'll put them.
we're going to email you some stickers.
And then you print them out, and then you take them to the sticker shop, and you tell them, turn this into a sticker, and then you pay all the. No, we'll mail you free stickers. Just ask for them. Email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com, or via Facebook at cinemacrespediso. You can request them there as well. Which reminds me, Drew, make sure for the Vox Populi, there's a Cinema Crespediso post in there to grab.
A post?
Yeah.
A post.
On the
Book of Faces?
Yes. Yes, correct. On the Book of Faces. Where you can like us and follow us, Cinema Crespediso. And also on Instagram, Cinema Crespediso. I just had the pleasure of recording an episode of Scotch and Good Conversation. That'll be coming out in a couple weeks here. But guys, check out that show. Scotch and Good Conversation is good. Shout out to friend of the show, PVT, Peter Von Taborski, nice guy. Drew, I'm going to get you on there so you can get drunk and talk some shit.
Sure. Sounds fantastic.
He'll love your golf course story. It's a great story.
It is a great story.
It's a fantastic story. And he'd also use your real name, though, probably.
Whatever.
Hey, who gives a shit? We use
that last week. Golf course no longer exists.
Haha, even better. It kind of fit that time. It works a little bit there. Shout out to Peter. Check out Scotch and Good Conversation. It's a good show. I enjoy listening to it. I really enjoyed being on it. And he doesn't do repeat guests. I hope to be his first repeat guest, because I felt like we had so much more. We could have talked so much more. A lot to talk about. I just like to talk sometimes. If there's a microphone and alcohol involved. To wit. Follow me on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. And if you're in town, east side of town especially, Wednesdays, 7 p.m., I do trivia at the Cork and Fork, like every other person in this town is apparently doing trivia. Didn't realize how many people were doing trivia, Drew, until I started doing it myself. And then I hear everyone else promoting their trivia. I'm like, God damn it. So,
trivia everywhere.
It's ridiculous. I had no idea.
Apparently, it's a saturated market.
It is apparently an oversaturated market, but find out why Curtis Earth Trivia was named, voted, best trivia night in Orlando in the 2016 Orlando Weekly Awards. Remember those awards I said it's a complete crock?
Maybe it'll happen again.
It will happen again because it's the best.
And then what? You could possibly be part of 2 Orlando Weekly rated titles?
Yes, exactly. Not only will I be part of Curtis Earth trivia, probably will be voted best trivia 2017 Orlando, but also be part of, I know you, and when you're voted best Cuban sandwich in town, I'll be like, I know that guy.
Well, the funny thing is, I'll be voted best Cuban sandwich, nobody will be able to get my Cuban sandwich.
No, they won't. That's what makes it so great. It's a legendary Cuban sandwich, no one will be able to get it. And there you go, guys. Come out to the Cork and Fork. East Orlando, Conway, and Michigan. Wednesday is at 7 p.m. The show starts at 7. The winning team gets a $25 gift card, which is great. And then they have OBP on tap, official beer of Cinema Crespediso. They also do $5 sangrias, the unofficial, we don't care about sugar, let's just get fucked up on booze drink of Cinema Crespediso. Know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You hardcore listeners know what I'm talking about, for sure. Drew knows what I'm talking about. Drew's been out to a few shows, as he's been supporting. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. If you come out, you might also get a chance to meet my mom. She's been coming out to a handful whenever she can. So, there you go. It's a weird world we live in. Let's get into our homie, Billy D. Death at the Movies time. It's time for our senior correspondent, New York City correspondent, horror film aficionado, Billy D., and Death at the Movies.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
All That drop that I used to intro Billy D is an old 18 Vision song. Mm-hmm. And they haven't put out any music in forever. And they just put out like two singles all of a sudden. And
is it the same people in the band?
I think it is mostly the same people. And it sounds like older 18V as opposed to what they got sort of. They tried to get a little more accessible for a while there and it failed miserably. It was like, oh, this sucks. And then they went away and that was like 10 years ago, maybe. And they just put out something all of a sudden. And it's like older stuff.
Weird.
And it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Not great. But pretty good.
What is up, my dudes?
What's up, Billy?
I spent a large chunk of my week shooting and editing and rewatching.
Oh, they got shooting and editing. I thought it was shooting something else.
No, shooting and editing.
Crying for help.
And rewatching Twin Peaks.
Okay. Wait, why was he shooting and editing and then rewatching? So he took Twin Peaks and he shot it and then re-edited Twin Peaks.
No, I think he was shooting and editing other work and rewatching Twin Peaks.
Okay.
He wasn't shooting and editing Twin Peaks.
Understood. Thank you.
Yeah. I've been a Twin Peaks fan for forever. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, even though season 2 falls apart. Those first 8 episodes are unfuckwithable. I'm excited to see what the new season brings. Mm-hmm. All the kids need to do themselves a favor and watch Twin Peaks.
Yes.
It is why we have TV shows like The Wire and Breaking Bad. It elevated television to a new standard, even if the second season falls apart. So watch season 1, watch season 2 up until they solve the mystery from season 1, then watch Firewalk with me.
Yes.
Back to watching season 2 of Twin Peaks fall apart. Stay cool, Billy D.
There you go. That reminds me. You're going to have to get that Showtime now. Mm. Whatever. Because I think it starts today. Mm. The new season of season 3 of Twin Peaks. Mm. Doing trivia the other night. Speaking of trivia. I don't think I said this on the show. Did I say this on the show? A family was there, and they split up in the team, and one of the teams was kids, or a bunch of high school kids, and a question I was doing was about Twin Peaks. What state is Twin Peaks in, Drew, do you know? Washington.
No,
Twin Peaks, Washington. Yeah. And that's right on the border there with Canada. And I was like...
What's Twin Peaks?
No, I was like, number 5 is a TV question, and the kids were like, yes! Because they're right in front of me. And then I started, what Twin Peaks? Where is Twin Peaks? And they were like, oh...
And we don't know the answer.
Yeah, one of them was like it's an old show or something like that. It's pretty funny.
Well, you're an old man, Chris.
I am an old man. I didn't write the question.
You like your old shows.
I don't write the questions. I just read them.
The man who writes your questions is older than you.
That is very true. That is the truth. Thank you very much, Bill. We appreciate it. Hit him up on Twitter at I Love Blood and other places on interwebs at I Love Blood. He's a great dude. And if in New York City you're looking for an editor or a photographer, videographer, anything along those lines, he's available freelance work.
Facebook Billy D takes pictures.
There you go. That's right. Billy D takes pictures. He's got some good pictures up there of puppies.
Mm-hmm. And
New York City at night.
Yes. Yeah. And protest during the day.
And protest during the day. Because at night they got a party, man. Yeah. So they get the protesting done during the day. It's like, fuck this shit. What are we doing? Let's talk to the people.
That moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous.
Vox Populi. Populi. Vox Populi.
You can email us your movie reviews, questions, topic suggestions, Crispadome battles, etc. Because I haven't mentioned it in a while, have I? Crispadome battle. You send us actors, actresses, directors, whatever. You send us 2 people and we will determine. We will throw them in the Crispadome and we will find out who is the better actor and who is the who would win in a fight. Yeah, throw some of those guys. We'll do a Crispadome battle. It's been a while, but let's see what we got going on this week.
We got an email from my boy Scott.
What's up, Scott? He's a homie. He's
got reviews of Alien Covenant and something else, but I'll get to that. It'll be better if I just keep reading.
Excellent. Let's do it.
So, Alien Covenant review.
Alien.
I thought it was really good. Almost great sci-fi horror flick, worthy of its alien heritage.
Oh, shit. Scott, you got interrupted.
Drew Sakai, we're in verse 12.
Drew Sakai, we're in verse 12. Sorry, Scott. Sorry, Drew.
Very rude to be interrupted, but that's what happens. What do you think, Drew? Is it a long email? Should we keep going, or do you want to do the game? It's a quick one.
Yeah.
Well, then let's finish up with Scott, and then we'll do our sparring round.
It sure helped that Ridley Scott came back for this one. There's a lot of truly awesome and gory body horror shit, and tons of creepy tension building, minus a certain flute scene that ran way too long, or could have been cut altogether. There wasn't a moment in the rest of the movie where I felt anything but anxiety. I also really liked how Covenant managed to continue the Prometheus storyline, mostly because I just really like Prometheus.
True.
I had convinced myself that Mother, the Covenant main computer, was voiced by Sigourney Weaver, thinking it was a bit of a fan service. Alas, the credit turned out to be someone else.
Aww.
Really sounded like Ripley, though. And I did see the final twist coming, but damn if they didn't stretch it out to the very, 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 very last
second. That's what we were saying.
Fuckers almost had me doubting my instincts.
Oh, that's
almost.
What you were saying.
And it was a really great ending.
That's really funny.
Bumped the whole film up a notch. 3.5 out of 4 stars. Oh, almost forgot.
Oh.
I also watched Tickled on HBO.
Nice.
Fuck. That is all. Fuck out of 4 stars. Take care, guys. Scott.
Guys, if you have HBO or if you can check out documentaries in another illicit manner, check out the movie Tickled. It is fantastic.
Man.
And then the Tickle King.
It is something else.
The Tickle King, the 20-minute follow-up. It's so funny. He said some of the exact same things you said about doubting your instincts. Like, wait, am I wrong?
And seriously, I'm sitting there and I'm like,
it's so far.
No, exactly. I was like, are they just, is like the last thing, like, all of a sudden, he switches back to David voice. Is that how they're going to do it? Are they even going to let her know? So
good movie.
We got a thing from Paul on Facebook.
Oh wait, no, we got hold on, Paul. Yeah, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. I almost forgot. Choose a guy, reverse the world. We had a guest, but the guest had to cancel. Which happens? We get it last minute. So here we go, Drew, with a sparring round. This is going to be a tough game, too, man. So. I was really interested to see what happened here. This one's called Location, Location, Location.
What?
I tell you, the TV show. The TV-based game. You tell me that show's setting. For example, I got two examples, and it could be a real or fake setting. Okay. So, for example, if I said Twin Peaks.
I would say Twin Peaks, Washington.
That is correct. If I said The Simpsons,
I would say Springfield, right? Somewhere.
Up, exactly, but that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
All
right.
Okay.
Real or fake cities?
Sure.
Okay, you got it. Here we go. Number one, The Drew Carey Show.
Cleveland.
Correct. Number two, Family Guy.
Quahog.
Correct. Number three, Homicide, colon, Life on the Street.
Baltimore.
That's correct. Number four, Big Love.
Utah?
Can you give me a city?
Salt Lake City.
That is correct. There you go. Yes, thank you. Number five, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, man. Fuck, what city in Texas? let's go with Dallas.
That's correct, man. If you picked that one, you would have gotten 5 out of 5 with Group A. All right, here's Group B. Number one, House of Cards.
D.C., Washington.
Right. So it's supposed to go easy to hard, right? Number two, The Andy Griffith Show.
Somewhere in the sticks.
The sticks, yeah. Old sticks.
The old sticks. Sticks in the 40s. I have no idea.
That's Mayberry. Number three, Breaking Bad.
Wow. Why can't I?
You can probably think it out, talk it out.
It's the West. It's Arizona.
Mm.
But where in Arizona?
Phoenix, Arizona, is that what you said?
No, I didn't say anything. I don't know.
It's actually New Mexico, Albuquerque,
New Mexico.
Number four, Frasier.
New York City?
No, Seattle. Yeah. They even have the needle in the show's logo, that Sky Needle thing. Number five, Fresh Off the Boat.
Miami, Florida.
Orlando. Man, that one, you went 1 for 5. Oh, that's
right.
That's why I had to choose wisely type of scenario and thing when it comes to the... You never know.
Oh, no, you don't.
That would have been interesting with the guest. But it was just us, so not bad, Drew. Back to the Vox Populi.
Paul got at us on Facebook.
Paul got at us. Oh, wait. Oh, right, never mind.
He's got a post. Tom Hardy as Venom? Yes, please. No Spider-Man, though. Skip Eddie Brock and go straight to Flash Thompson as Agent Venom. The wheelchaired military vet turned secret weapon by the government via the symbiote. Machine gun wielding, spiked armor wearing Venom for the win. Don't fuck this one up, Sony. Update! I can only see Eddie Brock Venom work if they ignore his origin or completely change it because he's tied to Spider-Man too much. Time to change the sheets. Sony may have just shit the damn bed because Sony Pictures, you know, releases Tom Hardy's Eddie Brock and Venom. The upcoming film, Sony's Marvel Universe, releasing October 5th, 2018. Production starts this fall.
You hear about this?
I mean, Tom Hardy's Venom.
Yeah, but did you hear about this before? Have you heard this news?
All I've heard is that Tom Hardy is Venom, and it's a Sony production.
Well, Paul, we appreciate his... we'll talk about his suggestions in a second, but I figure why not go ahead and use that to launch right into the movie news.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beads?
Guys, it is movie news time. Chris Bonisso, movie news segment. You know how it goes. We talk about the latest in celebrity divorces. You know, Ben Affleck finally moved out of the house, finally got a place of his own. That's crazy. What's he going to do with the kids? How are they going to handle holidays with Jennifer Garner? Most importantly, we need that Biebs update. Biebs update. Biebs update. True. You got a Biebs update for us?
Pretty sure he's been abducted by aliens. And when he's returned, we're actually going to get 2 Biebs.
We're going to get 2 Biebs?
They're going to clone him.
That's terrible.
We're gonna get double Biebs.
We don't need more than one.
Yeah.
Biebs.
Well, you talk to whoever's running this shitty simulated universe we're living in right now, and you know, I've got some other gripes about it too. So just get used to it.
Well, in this current simulation we live in,
Trump is president. We're gonna have 2 Biebers.
And this simulation really Trump is president.
Like I said, we're gonna have 2 Biebers.
I can't confirm the 2 Biebers, but I can confirm on InStyle.com. While on tour earlier this year, the 23-year-old singer had a Q&A session with several Make-A-Wish patients in Australia. And one of the participants asked Bieber, "Would you change anything about your life right now?" To which he replied, "I mean, honestly, I want to find a girlfriend. I seriously want a girlfriend. Dead serious.
Dead serious.
Ladies, oh shit. Oh no, I went to hit this one. Bieber wants a girlfriend, guys. Let's go. Let's get him a girlfriend.
Why? It's Justin Bieber.
It's Justin Bieber's. Guys, it's just Justin Bieber's.
Nobody cares.
Also, you hear about how Angie and Brad Pitt may be getting back together. Rumors they may be getting back together. Rumors are false. They're not getting back together. That's a broken relationship.
I don't care.
Just like so many relationships in America and around the world.
I don't care.
Think of the children, Drew.
What about the children?
They have them.
They exist.
They exist. They're
growing up.
So Jordan Peele was offered... Oh, no. First, we're going to talk about Tom Hardy. And then we'll jump into that. All this other stuff. We got some comic book stuff here, too. So Tom Hardy, he's Venom. Mm-hmm. And he's Eddie Brock. Paul was hoping they would skip that. I don't know what this other Venom is. You know what he's talking about?
I have no idea.
Some sort of super wheelchair secret soldier, super soldier?
I know nothing of Agent Venom.
That sounds interesting, though. Yeah. That sounds cool, like someone who's obviously like handy capable, right? Paraplegic, but then the symbiote lets him move and walk. Probably that's what I'm assuming, right? That's the allure of the symbiote.
Yeah, well, no, exactly, and you know, superpowers and whatnot.
And superpowers and whatnot. Yeah, yeah, and big scary mouth face with teeth. Does he eat people? What's going on with that mouth?
Maybe
is he biting faces?
I mean, he's definitely he definitely could use some surgery. He's got some. Fucked up teeth.
Is it the tongue thing going on?
Yeah, the extended lower jaw that comes out way more than his upper jaw.
It's all meant for like munching and eating, isn't it? Flesh?
Sure.
So is he eating people?
Maybe.
Are we overlooking the fact that Venom is eating?
Hey.
So when this news story broke, it brought back something in my memory. I obviously don't know what episode, but it was a bit of a throwaway. We were talking about Tom Hardy, and it was an interview with him, and he was talking about how he had something down the road, comic book-wise, that was, like, obvious. He said, the way he described it was obvious, and it was out there for everyone, and no one was jumping on it, and he was jumping on it, and he was very excited to announce it. And that was, like, 4 or 5 months ago. Yeah. Like, I completely forgot about that. And then when this came out, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Tom Hardy did tease
that he was doing comic book stuff.
And that it was going to be pretty big. And I think him being Venom in a Venom movie is pretty big.
Yeah, it is. If it's any good.
If it's any good. Ah, yes. If it's good, we'll be good.
I mean, Sony has a pretty awful track record with...
Well, I like the first two of their initial three Spider-Man movies. And there are parts of Amazing Spider-Man and Amazing Spider-Man 2 that I like. I don't hate those movies. But yeah, otherwise, yeah, that's not. They're not Marvel.
No.
Better than DC.
I mean, they're gonna
on par with DC.
If they wanna do it right, they'll make it a fucking rated R movie, and it'll be fucking scary.
Agreed. If they do it right,
yes.
But will they?
No.
We'll see. Eddie Brock, is Paul right? Do we need to change the sheets because Sony just shit the bed? Probably. First off, why are we changing Sony's sheets? Let them lay in their own filth, Paul.
They will.
Let them lay in it.
They will revel in it.
Yes.
they'll be hyping up these sheets for so long.
Actually, word is, speaking with DC, word is Wonder Woman screened. And reviews are pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like everyone's kind of like almost relieved. Like, all right, DC can make a movie. That's not
all right. So it's not awful. Great, but at least it's a movie.
It's a watchable movie. That's not terrible. That we're not going to shit on. It's actually pretty good. So you know, it's a lot like Alien Covenant. I remember there were like rumors, quote whatever, reports from the production of Alien Covenant that the movie was going to be terrible. Things were terrible. Blah blah blah. And I liked the movie. I liked the final product. I really enjoyed it. Wonder Woman had similar, like, oh no, the reports from the production are like things are going bad, there's a lot of tension, blah blah blah. But I, for the most part, like the marketing, and although I don't like how every trailer ends with a joke, and it's like, ooh, is this the kind of thing we're gonna expect? But I really like the marketing, and I'm really wanting this movie to be good. We'll see, might be the same thing. I mentioned Jordan Peele, we'll skip around, we'll come back around to that, but since we're already still talking DC, let's keep talking DC. Some stuff going on with The Flash.
Okay.
They lost a director a while ago. The director was going to be the guy who did Dope. Mm-hmm. Rick Fukuyama, something like that. And he left because of, quote, creative differences, whatever. Sure. That umbrella statement. They just lost a very key actor. A very important actor. They didn't lose the Flash Ezra Miller. But they did lose... this Flash is Barry Allen. Please movie Barry Allen. And you see him in the trailer in Justice League. His father is in prison. And his father is played by Billy Crudup.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Manhattan.
Sure.
Just an Alien Covenant. It's pretty good in Alien Covenant. I actually liked him in that. He was pretty good. It's an interesting character. They did also, like, going back to Alien Covenant, that Billy Crudup character, he was like the face character. Mm-hmm. But they didn't, like, hammer it too hard. It was just, like, in the situation. I felt like it worked in pretty well.
It was fine.
It was fine. Anyway. Billy Crudup dropped out of The Flash as the father, as Barry Allen's father. So he's in Justice League already as the father, but in the Flash movie. He's got to be recast.
Interesting.
Yeah, isn't that kind of weird? Yeah. So we're going to have... What's a Billy Crudup stand-in? We're looking for bland, 40s to 50-ish white dude, cheekbones, dark hair. See, that's kind of... Ah, man. Johnny Depp. He's too weird.
It's too expensive.
Too weird. Jim Carrey, is he too notable?
Too notable.
Ryan Gosling's too young. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he's already Thomas Wayne. Dan Stevens is too young. I'm just looking at the posters on the wall here. Ray Liotta, too notable and too old and a little fat. Ed Helms as Barry Allen's father. You know, when Dumbledore, they switched him from, what's his name, Richard Harris to, Michael Gambon. That worked out.
Who's got Thomas Gibson.
Thomas Gibson? Who the hell is Thomas Gibson?
That guy!
Gibson? This guy is Billy Crudup clone. Yes, Thomas Gibson.
That guy!
What has that guy been in?
TV stuff. TV stuff.
He's in TV stuff.
Yeah, he's in TV stuff.
Thomas Gibson.
I've seen him on TV stuff.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, him. That's who.
Casting directors, you man. See, if you need help.
To the internet.
Drew Sir Cogburn knows how to cast a goddamn replacement.
I Googled Billy Crudup looks like, and I hit images.
That is so funny. I wonder if that's how casting directors do it.
These days, probably.
That is hysterical. Well, there you go. They lost him. But
we just recast him.
Man, went too far. Here we go. The while they lost him, and they'll obviously get Thomas Gibson, Trusa Cockburn called it here. Y'all be like, holy shit, it truly is like, they know what's going on. You'll find out in a few months. They're looking for a director to replace this guy from Dope. And they have, there are three names apparently that are rumored that they're looking at. And it's these three names, Drew, that they want for the Flash movie. It's swinging for the fences at this point. Sony, they're not looking for someone that they can push around. That's to be sure. We have, they're courting Robert Zemeckis. All right, so we're talking about the Back to the Future movies.
Uh-huh.
Contact, he just did Flight, and what was the other one he just did? Flight was the Upside Down Plane. The one before that was, the one after that, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Man on Wire, The Walk.
Yeah.
Right, he does a lot of movies like that now. Matthew Vaughn, who's about to come out with Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Which looks fucking awesome.
Looks a lot of fun. A lot of fun, right? But Matthew Vaughn's a crazy director. Yeah. Layer Cake and shit like that. Or Sam Raimi, speaking of all those Spider-Man
movies,
Drag Me to Hell. Imagine Sam Raimi going back to comic books, a Flash. Sam Raimi, that is a lot of wide lens camera at an angle, like push-ins,
mm-hmm.
and they turn as like the character turns and looks in shock at, like towards the camera. That's a lot that's going to happen with a Sam Raimi movie.
And really fast.
Really fast. Speeds. A lot of fast. Camera on a plank, like being run through the forest. That's how they did in Evil Dead. Especially with The Flash, as a matter of fact. Any of those directors, I'd be interested in seeing them doing a Flash movie. Old school, like 80s special effects whiz kid, still considered like a special effects guru. Robert Zemeckis, Matthew Vaughn, who makes very subversive movies. He did the first Kick-Ass movie, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Or Sam Raimi, who is known to make a great movie or two in his goddamn career. Darkman. He was making weird comic book movies before comic book movies were really a thing with Darkman.
Well, no, exactly. And not just weird comic book movies, like low, weird indie comic books that like weren't mainstream at all.
Yeah.
Like when I saw a Darkman movie, like I was a comic book nerd and I was like, but they haven't made an X-Men movie yet.
Yeah.
Why? Who's making a Darkman? What?
How are they jumping to Darkman when they haven't even done like the obvious stuff,
exactly.
Right? Sam Raimi, man. So I don't know, I'm down for any of that. We'll see. You know what's interesting, that Zack Snyder has been the one to use the Flash in movies so far. And he's dictated a lot of the way the Flash and his powers are portrayed.
Yeah.
A lot of that lightning everywhere, electricity. Which I like. What I've seen so far, I like how they portray it. Yeah, I think it's cool. But that means when they make a Flash movie, the next director, they have to like adapt to that style and use that. Maybe find a way to morph a little bit into their thing. But it's weird. Now you're playing with someone else's sandbox, which Michael Bay has said that's why he would never do a comic book movie for one of these studios in this way, because you're playing in someone else's sandbox and he wouldn't want to do everything from the ground up. That's why he's still doing
Transformers. He created that shit.
He created it, and we're going to get another one coming up soon here. Back to Jordan Peele.
Okay.
Like we reported on the show earlier, he's been offered, they recorded for Akira.
Mm-hmm.
He turned it down.
Good for him.
He decided he wants to do original stuff and not adapt stuff or things that aren't necessarily original.
Unless, he's fine. I'm sure he would make an exception if there was something that he wanted to do personally.
Something he came across like, I feel like this speaks to me personally and I can make this, adapt this into something. Right, exactly. But no, I think he's going to keep doing his low budget social issue horror thriller thing that he started with Get Out that he wants to keep doing.
Cool.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we mentioned this a week or two ago. Get Out cost $5 million to make.
Mm-hmm.
He already secured a budget for his next movie, $25 million.
There you go.
So looking forward to that quite a bit. We always report on anything Transformers. Because that's what we do on Cinema Crespi, so we keep up with the ridiculous franchise that is Transformers.
With the Transmorphers?
Never really meant to be one. Did I say Transformers?
Transmorphers.
We already talked about Transformers. We already brought that up. I meant Terminator.
Terminator.
Same thing.
Jesus
Christ. We follow up with both of those, though. Both of those somethings. Why don't we get into Terminator versus Transformers? Versus RoboCop.
I don't know. Talk to Michael Bay and James Cameron.
I will talk to them. Arnold Schwarzenegger is over at the Cannes Film Festival. You know who else is over at the Cannes Film Festival?
Nikki Wilson.
Past guest of the show, future guest of the show, Nikki Wilson. Over there kicking ass, taking names, and getting business cards. Someone asked him about Terminator. What's going on with that? And this is what Arnold said. He said, it is back. It is moving forward. He, meaning James Cameron, has some good ideas of how to continue with the franchise. I will be in the movie. So we'll continue with old Terminator. They're going to find a way to keep doing the old Terminator. You think James Cameron's going to do the whole de-aging thing?
I hope not. I mean, let's just get old Terminator. Let's get old man Terminator.
Old man. I'm down with old man Conan. Old King Conan I'm down with.
Yeah.
I'm down with Kindergarten Cop. What if he continued with his education and now he's like a university professor? No, all Kindergarten Principal. Oh, that'd be amazing. That's better than what I was thinking. Kindergarten principal is way better than university.
Yeah, keep the kids. Keep the kids.
Okay. And this time he's actually sick and he has tumors. It's a tumor.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's old.
It's a tumor.
It might be a tumor. Yes,
it does. It is. It's a tumor.
It's a tumor. I might take a leaf of absence.
See, we're... Someone needs to start writing this movie right now.
I'm down for old versions of all of this. But old Terminator is hard to... I don't know, man. It's weird.
We just saw Old Man Logan, Chris.
Old Man Logan was great.
Same. Imagine that with a Terminator.
You mean good old Terminator, Old Man Terminator? A good Old Man Terminator?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm around with that. If James Cameron has an idea for Old Man Terminator that's good, then I'm down for it. There you go. That's the end of our movie news segment. We already did, and we did everything else. You know, usually when we have a guest, the shows go a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since we had a guest and he canceled, that means I have one of these laying around. And, you know, might as well. God damn it. Here it is.
Having issues, Chris.
I had to redo the board. It's a new tablet. Time so a new board. Trusa Cogburn, I got a lightning round for you. 10 questions. You ready? Here we go. Number one, top three stand-up comedians. Go.
Man. It's rough, dude. That's rough. It really is.
There are no correct answers. Go.
I know. I'm just trying to think, because at any point in time, I'm just gonna name three stand-up comedians. Okay. Then. Tom Segura, Dave Chappelle, and Bert Kreischer.
Nice, there you go. Number two, have you ever been... I met Bert Kreischer.
I did.
Number two, have you ever been to Japan?
No.
Number three, would you rather own a food truck or a fire truck?
Food truck.
Number four, do you prefer sunrises or sunsets?
Sunsets.
Number five, do you hate nonsense questions?
Yes.
Number six, what would happen if the Jolly Green Giant got in a fight with Tinkerbell?
Probably whoop her ass.
Number seven, can you ice skate?
No.
Number eight, bologna sandwiches or balcony sunbathing?
Bologna sandwiches.
And number nine, do you do any impersonations?
No.
Number ten, make a fist. Make a fist, sure. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, we tie. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, we tie. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, we tied. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, we tied. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, I win. Rock, beat, scissors, I win. Yay. Where's the... Oh, man, I have too many windows open.
We did a lot of tying there. A lot of tying.
That's for me. That's for me winning. Tablet's a little slow. It's a new tablet's a little slow. I may have to get another new tablet.
Or maybe are you just a little slow?
No, it's a slow tablet. It's a $100 tablet.
There you go.
Yeah.
But at least it's new.
I already had the money invested, and it's brand new. And I can, I mean, it works. Things work, though. So, Drew.
Chris.
There's a new swag bag over there. You want to poke through it, see if you want to take something out of there? The blue one?
There's never anything good in this stuff.
Well, you never know. It's a new bag.
Seriously?
Yeah, to break out the bag. What do you see in there? Look at that.
Seriously?
I mean, I know it's the dollar store stuff, dude.
Seriously?
Yeah, look at that good stuff.
Come on.
Look at that good stuff. No. No, you want to take what's in the box?
Unless is it Gwyneth Paltrow's head? If it's not Gwyneth Paltrow's head, I don't want it.
Check out what's in the box. You want what's in the box?
It's Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
It might be.
Has she been reported missing yet?
No.
Ooh, it's kind of heavy.
It is kind of heavy, isn't it? Yeah, you want what's in there? Yeah?
I don't know what's in there. Seriously. I hate when you do that shit.
No. You don't want it?
No.
All right.
I like it when you do the mini one.
The mini one's funny.
That's even better.
I should get some mini bags.
Yeah.
Alright.
Because you're like, oh, you didn't want any of the dumb shit in the big bag. Here's some dumb shit in a little bag.
And it's usually tiny shit.
Yeah.
Like chapstick and something mini. Drew Zakai, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Chris.
We appreciate it.
Some airplane sized deodorant.
Yeah. Yeah, I do got that again. I still have yet to break out I feel bad about doing an empty box on someone. I don't even.
Oh, but it's so much fun. Oh, nothing.
Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, I'll break it off someone. Thank you, Drew. I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for downloading. We appreciate it. Be excellent to each other. Rate and review us on iTunes and iTunes.
iTunes.
Read more books. Save your money and then spend it on charities. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. I'm out of here.
Okay, next on the list to audition for the role of the dude is a gentleman named Bane, it looks like. Bane?
What's up with this headshot? Why the mask?
Maybe he's scarred? Shy? I don't know, that mask is weird, though.
Okay, well, I'll make it quick. I have a lunch appointment.
Mr. Bane, you're up, you're next.
It's just Bane, actually. One word.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, like Cher. Or Madonna. Or the Pope.
That's actually two words?
What?
The Pope. That's two words.
Yes, I suppose.
Okay, please stand here. You'll read with me, and we'll start when you are ready.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay, sir, you're a Lebowski, I'm a Lebowski, that's terrific, I'm very busy, so what can I do for you?
Well, sir, it's this rug I have. It really tied the room together.
You told Grant on the phone, he told me, so where do I fit in?
Well, they were looking for you. These two guys, they were trying to.
I'll say it again, all right? You told Grant, he told me, I know what happened, yes, yes.
So you know they were trying to piss on your rug.
Did I urinate on your rug?
You mean, did you personally come and pee on my...
Hello, do you speak English? Parla usted inglés. I'll say it again. Did I urinate on your rug?
Well, no, like I said, Woo peed on the rug.
Hello. So every time, I just want to understand this, sir. Every time a rug is micturated upon in this fair city, I have to compensate the...
Come on, man. I'm not trying to scam anybody here. I'm just...
You're just looking for a handout like every other. Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Look, let me explain something. I'm not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me. That's or El Duder is dudeness or El Duderino, if you do. You're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out and make a living just like that in the middle of a weekday.
Is this, what day is this?
But I do work, so if you don't mind.
No, look, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand, you know. This... will not stand, man. I mean, if your wife owes...
My wife is not the issue here. I hope that my wife will someday learn...
Okay, I've seen enough. Thank you, Mr. Ban. You can go now.
Actually, that's Bane. Not Ban, it's Bane.
Okay, Bane, if you would please excuse us, we'll let you know.
Okay, well, can you at least let me know either way? Whether I got it or I didn't, that would be helpful.
Just don't call us. We'll call you. Thank you very much for coming.
Okay, thank you. I'll just Can I have another bottle of... I'll just take another bottle of water. Thank you.
So the reviews aren't good for those wings?
They're not.
You can try them anyway. It just gets sick, so... I want to watch that show. Can you watch some of that show? Have you seen that show before? You said you saw that Bert Kreischer episode before somewhere?
No, I saw something. I don't think I...
Or you just heard him tell that story.
I just heard him tell that story. I think I saw a stand-up special. All
right, because he has a handful of stories that he tells in different settings. That show was funny as fuck, though. And he's done episodes with, like, everyone eating hot-ass wings and asking questions. I thought it was entertaining. You think it was entertaining?
It was all right.
You just thought it was all right?
I thought the story was more entertaining than the hot wings.
Than the hot wing part? I think that was a combination of the two things.
So I'm pretty sure that host dude's a robot.
He seems like a robot. The way he can really eat those wings, man. But he also, at that point, had done dozens and dozens of episodes. Can you, like, inure yourself to the hottest wings on the planet?
I don't know.
You want to find out?
Not really.
All right.
Can you imagine two sweet-ass dudes like us in that car traveling through the desert across America? Wouldn't it look so fucking cool? We would go places and park the car where we know we look cool, hang out smoking cigarettes, leaning against the car looking cool, and let people look at us. We could get fucking trashed on drugs in the middle of nowhere, and drive 150 miles an hour naked down the freeway and hang out the windows shooting shotguns at freeway signs and fucking historical landmarks and fucking jackrabbits. Dude, we could make some jackrabbit jerky and jackrabbit shoulder pads for our new leather jackets. Dude, you're Lord Humongous. Dude, you are fucking Lord Humongous. You are Lord fucking Humongous! The Master of Fire! The King of the Wasteland! Lord Humongous doesn't get cheated on by some stupid bitch. Lord Humongous doesn't say, was it good for you? He doesn't say, who called or where were you last night? He doesn't leave the fucking gang when he falls in love. Nobody fucking tells Lord Humongous what to do. Lord Humongous fights when he wants to fight and fucks when he wants to fuck. And when all else fails, he drives straight into the fucking tanker. The thing is that Lord Humongous dominates his women. And they fucking love him for it. Seriously. We should get out of here. We should get away from all this shit. Make new friends and meet people and stuff and like... Okay, that it hurts. Okay? You're not the only one who fucked up. Okay, you're getting ready to start your new life as Lord Humongous.